This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It is a Monday here where I am as we're recording this. Maybe a Monday where you're listening to it. Depends when you download it. But thank you so much for joining us. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. It was the start of the APSA Cape Epic, the most prestigious mountain biking, multi-day stage mountain biking race in pretty much my backyard here in Cape Town yesterday. Got to watch some of it, just absolutely amazing, and massive respect. Gee, I tell you, I am petrified of mountain bikes, but that we'll leave for a whole nother story. But just huge respect. Lots of great stories coming out of that race, and it just keeps on growing and growing and growing. It's if you haven't checked it out and into mountain biking, it should really be on your bucket list. But we're talking running today here on the podcast, and we're all about triathlon, and we get a returning guest on, Andre Peel, to talk a little bit about his run and some of the things that he's had to do to improve his run performance over his triathlon career. That's all coming up. Also mentioned last week that I've got a Facebook post that seems to be getting some good engagement, and I asked you if money wasn't an issue and you had the opportunity to race anywhere in the world, which city would you race in if you had to choose between New York City, London, Paris, Rio de Janeiro, Cape Town? I'm biased. I think you should choose Cape Town, but I'm not the one making the decision here. And Sydney in Australia. And if you'd like to get your vote in, because we've got some cool things in the pipeline, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/Facebook. That's where you can check that post out and leave your vote, okay? I want to hear from you, and depending on the amount of votes we get, you could sway the decision of what we're up to. So go check that out. That's thekonaedge.com/Facebook. It will redirect you straight to that post and leave me your thoughts. Enough about me yakking. Let's get into today's podcast and today's chat with Andre. Getting to Kona requires a lot more than passion and hard work. This is where expert coaching plays a large part in filling in the gaps through better programming, education, effective communication, key analysis, and then adapting useful metrics to allow athletes to develop into the best they can be. Performance by Three have helped countless athletes from all over the world achieve their endurance dreams at the Ironman World Championships by following tried and tested scientific methodology and implementing successful long-term training techniques, achieving a healthy, happy, and competitive athlete. Not ready for Kona just yet, but want to crush your next endurance race? Performance by Three have a strictly limited group that they take on every year towards their key events through their Breakthrough Performance Program, providing the athlete with every facet they need to PR in their goal event. Initial consultations are obligation-free, so why not check them out to see if they're the right fit for you? Simply head over to pb3.com.au to find out more. That's pb3.com.au, or simply visit thekonaedge.com/coaching for more details. Let's chat some running on the podcast here today. Andre Peel joins us once again. Andre, welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Thank you very much, Brad. Great to be back.
Andre, out of the three disciplines, you're a decent runner, but I know it is the discipline that frustrates you the most. You're not the smallest of triathletes. Don't you wish you were 50 kgs?
Yeah. When I watch some of these guys and, you know, running, and even a lot of the specialists I've been to, one guy in particular, when I had some back issues, he watched me run and filmed me running, and he said it's just, I'm the most unnatural runner. He says it's all force and just no kind of natural sort of ability. You watch the Ethiopians or the Kenyans, it just seems so effortless. And yeah, unfortunately with me, it's just all effort, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, I've still managed to get some decent results, and of late, you know, again with the help of a coach, I think I have improved my running.
Andre, you're also struggling with big injuries at the moment as well. It started pre-Kona, but it hasn't sort of abated. Tell me a little bit about what's going on, and what are you working on, and what are you trying to sort out?
Yeah, it's, I mean, look, if all the injuries over the years, I mean, I had some knee problems, I had some back problems, and it really is all the run, you know, that pounding when you weigh 90 odd kilos, 6 foot six, it's not ideal. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm overweight. In fact, I know I'm not, but it's still, you know, the body takes a hammering, and especially, as I say, when I've got this running style that isn't really natural. But yeah, so of late, it's a hamstring issue, not necessarily muscle, because if it was muscle, they say it should have been sorted out. Seems to be, yeah, they can't quite figure out whether it's tendon, ligaments, but it's a very frustrating injury. And I've been doing a lot of gym work, trying to support the glute muscles and the hamstrings. A lot also got to do with, they say, the combination of the biking and swimming. So I'm quite dominant on the bike, and obviously with the running, you need the hamstrings, you need the glutes. So yeah, maybe they're not strong enough for the amount that I'm running. So I've been working quite hard at that, but still it's not really improving. So yeah, I mean, we're seeing another specialist this week, so I'm really hoping we can try and figure it out.
As far as the gym work goes, I'm taking it as not something you've done throughout your triathlon career. Are you feeling that there is a lot of benefit? I mean, we spoke about it with a swim where you were saying if you do have a bit of extra time, it's probably better spent in a gym than in the pool. Are you finding that there's that much benefit in doing that extra strength training?
Look, I've never been a fan of the gym. But yeah, I mean, you read a lot of you know, a lot of the pros, and not just in the sport of triathlon. Lucky enough to know a chap by the name of Henrico Pochka, who's director sportif of the Bora Hansgrohe pro cycling team. And he was out in South Africa in December, and we were chatting, and yeah, his team is also, they getting into the gym more than they've ever done. So I think, you know, supplementing your individual sport, you know, or even in the case of triathlon, where it's three sports, with mixing it up in the gym. I mean, I just, you know, the more I do it, and now with my injuries, the more I think it is beneficial. It just gives the body a bit of, you know, something different. And it's never going to do any harm. That's one thing that's for sure. So every gym session you do, even if you're just doing super circuits or you're going from one machine to the next, it's just always bear in mind that it certainly can't do any harm, and it can only ultimately do good. And that's, you know, that increased power, it's not about building muscle weight, it's about building strength. So just get the type of exercises right. You know, that is always going to benefit you. And when you're in those long races and you out there on the run 25 Ks in, you know, and you've got, yeah, just that last bit of the marathon to do, you know, that's when that strength training of the shoulders, the lower back, all that stuff starts coming in. So I'm also realizing maybe too late at the age of 47, but I'm certainly realizing it does play its role.
Let's talk the role of aging and not being able to do what you were able to do when you were 20. Is that something that's sort of weighing on your mind at the moment as well as you get older, or is it the effects of aging not really kicked in just yet?
No, Brad, I don't think so. I mean, my performances, you know, if I take my individual times, haven't really got worse. You know, I'm still around the 10-hour mark for an Ironman. You know, on a good day, I'm probably slightly under. Standard distances, you know, I'm still hammering out a 40K cycle in literally an hour and 5 minutes odd, depending on the course. So certainly from a performance perspective, I'm not feeling it. Where I am feeling it, I think, is that, you know, when you go to the races, I'm somebody who competes against everyone else out there. So I don't generally compete in my age group. I like, you know, whether it's a youngster of 25, I want to beat that guy. And that's where I'm finding that the sport has just grown so incredibly, you know, all over the world. So, you know, for me to find myself up, let's say, after the swim and halfway into the bike, in the top three or whatever, is just not happening anymore. And I don't think, you know, that's necessarily just got to do with age. It's just got to do that sport has grown so much, which is so good to see. and there's so many more people competing, and that's always going to increase, you know, the level of competition, and it's going to ultimately, you know, Jan Frodeno was talking of breaking the 8-hour mark at Kona. I mean, he didn't do it, but we got damn close with the winner this year. And it's, I'm sure it's just a matter of time before that gets broken. You know, and will the 7:30-hour mark ever be broken at Ironman? Probably. It's just, you know, as more and more people compete, as the sport grows, as media coverage grows, as the money grows, I mean, we're just going to get better and better performances. So, yeah, my personal age, I mean, I'm certainly starting to realize it's, you know, I'm probably not going to get much better, but I certainly think I can still hold the kind of performances I've been putting in for another few years.
As far as favorite run workouts go, what do you love doing?
My track sessions with my club have certainly become my favorite sessions. Again, I do most of my training on my own, unfortunately. You know, everyone's got their routines, and, you know, so it is difficult to hook up with a whole bunch of people. But we have track sessions on a Wednesday morning, and it's just amazing how those track sessions, you know, you're doing warm-ups, you're doing 800s, 400s, etc. And before you know it, you know, an hour and a bit later, you've done 18 kilometers on a track, and, you know, at a decent pace. So yeah, I mean, I certainly think they are beneficial, you know, because you are mixing up that speed, and there's always going to be time for the long, slow stuff, which even that I need to do more of. And Lucy has said to me, I simply do too much at too high a pace. You know, she wants me to go right down, even if it means 6 minutes a K, which for me is not a kind of a natural kind of running pace because of my long legs and that, but that's how she wants me to do my long, slow run. So it's also about the discipline of, you know, actually doing what the coach says, I think is rather important, as opposed to just going out every time and trying to maximize your heart rate or, you know, be as exhausted as possible.
Yep. As Lucy Zelenkova says, she can get you to Kona, but you have to listen.
Absolutely, yeah.
Andre, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your nutrition next time. This episode of The Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's it for this edition of The Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed my chat with Andre as much as I did. I'm back again tomorrow, where we're going to be chatting some nutrition with John Wilson, so make sure you join me then. Don't forget to check out that post on Facebook. I'd love to get your thoughts. It's thekonaedge.com/Facebook is where you can get all the details. It'll redirect you straight to that post, and let me know which city you would love to race in. That's thekonaedge.com/Facebook. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's a cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.